It's being called the Battle of Brooklyn. Both their campaign headquarters are on the other side of the East River in the borough where Bernie was born and which, of course, Hillary represented as a senator. We started in the Gowanus neighborhood in what looks like an old car repair space in an industrial building. It's now draped with Sanders banners. Campaign workers at a folding table out front.
Come to knock some doors? Nope, you're press. Okay.
Sorry.
Inside, a hive of volunteers, including Lisa Flight.
Here is the phone banking area. This is people cutting turf for us here.
What's that mean?
Choosing areas between 50 to 100 houses for them to go and door knock.
Now, we are radio, so I will describe, this is an incredibly diverse crowd in here.
Yes, it is.
I mean, people say how that's going to be Bernie's problem, that he doesn't have the African-American vote in New York. I'm looking at an African-American. What do you say to that?
I say that as folks are made aware of who Bernie is and what he stands for, they join in on the campaign. And we have had people seeking us out, saying, what can I do to help? What can I do? I speak Creole. I speak Mandarin. I speak Cantonese. I have a salsa club. They're all here wanting to do what they can.
That includes Shay Donaty, sitting at a table of people putting stickers on flyers.
What
are you guys doing?
Yeah, basically, we're just letting people know what web address they can go to find their specific polling location.
Now, are you from here in Gowanus?
I'm not. I've actually come all the way from Australia to help on this campaign.
Stop.
No, my grandmother is American, so I feel like I have some sort of historical investment. But from our perspective overseas, you know, the elections that happen here really do affect the world.
And you, I see you doing your stickers for Bernie as well. Are you from here in Gowanus or Brooklyn?
No, I'm in Brooklyn for the last 35 years. I happen to be Jewish, but I'm not religious.
And what does it mean to you that a Jewish, though not
doesn't
religious,
doesn't mean anything to me? If he was African American or Latino with his ideas, I'm an internationalist.
And what? Just give me the leading idea that's propelled you here today.
Well, just that there's a lot of good people in this campaign. A lot of them are attracted to him because he's fairly open and honest. He's not duplicitous.
Did you ever think you'd see a guy from Brooklyn, where he is at this stage of the game?
Not really. It's been quite a ride here for this campaign. And the fact is there's a huge amount of discontent. If it's not met through the electoral system, it's going to be met on the streets. And I'll be on the streets also. Because really, the only changes that will come are when the people fight for it.
Brooklynite Ira Wexler. Over by the door, Anita Culp. Excuse me, miss. As you're handing out buttons and things for people to take out the door, what do you think of a couple questions, though, that people ask? Today's New York Times has a piece about how, as it turns out, one of the biggest banks is actually downsizing because of regulations. It is happening.
Okay.
When he was asked in that interview what he would do, he didn't seem to have a way to break up the banks. What do you, when you send people out, what is the talking point on that? What do you tell people?
It takes time to develop the plan. I think he does have a plan, but he doesn't have a soundbite to put it into. I think it's great if one of the big banks is being downsized, but I don't think they're going to do it for the most part. I don't think they're going to do it on their own.
The other question that's been raised in the past couple of days is that Bernie Sanders is the first, certainly the most visible and most successful at this point candidate and U.S. lawmaker to question Israel. There are a lot of people who wonder if that was a mistake here in New York.
Absolutely not. I think it showed his courage. I will say when he first said it, that was the first thing I said as I was yelling at the television. I can't believe you said that. Uh-oh. And then I thought about it and I thought, you know, there's a contingent that's going to have an issue with that. They weren't voting for him anyway.
Hi, is Donald home? Hillary for Rhode Island.
We've moved up to Brooklyn Heights and the decidedly more upscale Clinton National Headquarters, an entire floor in a stately office building. One room is packed with volunteers on phone banks.
Okay, thank you so much.
Anthony DeSimone is a longtime Hillary supporter.
Well, the way it's being summed up by some is that Bernie Sanders wants a lot of change, but his critics say he hasn't said how he's going to do it, and that she understands it might take steps to do it, right, to get to things like minimum wage. There was an editorial today in the New York Times that expressed frustration, I think I can categorize it that way, that she hasn't been laying out some of what they think is the more careful, more realistic thinking. Do you ever come across people who say that, and how would you respond to that if someone you called said that?
It's easy for me to respond to that. She's got the experience to lead us forward, and the details, for me personally, don't matter so much.
But what did you get people who say, why doesn't she release the transcripts of the paid speeches? And, you know,
it's just those to me are details. I really trust Hillary, and I think she believes in the things I most believe in, and I feel like she speaks for the majority, and I think she considers everyone.
And that appeals to Annabelle Evora.
Now, what are you doing here?
We're just talking about where to go in the Upper East Side.
You're going to pound the pavement?
Yeah, absolutely. I'm going to do everything that I can.
What are you going to say if you meet somebody on the fence?
I would say several things, but, you know, the reason why I'm with her and why I'm voting for her, one is I'm gay, I'm Hispanic, I'm a cancer survivor. I'm also at one point I was a high school dropout. I now have a great education. I've worked really hard. And she inspires me because I see her working really hard. She's been at this since the 1980s.
Yeah, but this is the year in which that's a deficit. So how does she overcome that, do you think?
Well, look at how loyal she has been, not only to the people, but to her party. I don't find the other candidate to have been someone who has been loyal. And more than anything else, I think loyalty is something that when you look at that, really tells you the character of a person.
Volunteer Elise Kasson chimes in.
Well, I think as our senator, she's fought very hard to bring jobs to upstate New York, to really connect people all over the state. She's brought so much money to Manhattan as we were recovering from 9/11 to take care of first responders, and especially also as a young woman at the time when she became our senator and she went down and she fought for us down there in terms of our rights as young women. And that's something that I felt very strongly about.
Well, I see I think you're wearing a Planned Parenthood T-shirt. It's kind of...
I'm a volunteer as well for Planned Parenthood. To me, it's very important that we elect a president that will appoint Supreme Court justices that represent women's rights and autonomy. And I believe that Hillary has been a fantastic advocate for women, for families, and for children her whole career. That is something that has always attracted me to her.
But Bernie Sanders has been beating Hillary Clinton handily with young people, although this office is filled with them. Here's 29-year-old staffer Harold Kirstein. What do you think the young people who've gone to Bernie are not seeing in your candidate?
Well, I can only tell you that I've seen a lot of support for Hillary Clinton across all demographics, across all age groups. We currently have active campus teams on more than a dozen campuses across the state of New York. And these are students who are going dorm-storming. They're tabling on their campus. They're talking to other students about why they support Hillary Clinton and why they think she'll be the next president of the United States and the best president of the United States.
How about the idea that at this point, candidates like to look to the other party, you know, focus on the other party. And your candidate and both the Democratic candidates are, you know, arm wrestling each other still.
Well, the first thing that she said when she got into this race, Hillary Clinton pledged that she was going to work hard for every vote and she was going to take nothing for granted. And so that's what you've seen her do from the very first day that she announced this campaign. And I think that she would say this, and I know that she has said this multiple times, but the debate that we have on the Democratic side is much more issue-focused. It's much more substantive than what we've seen on the Republican side. And so we're really excited to be here in New York. We're going to be working hard right up until Tuesday, and then we're going to continue to do this until she gets earns a nomination.